Good morning. It is 10:23 a.m. We're here today, September 14, 2018, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Agañan, Guam, for the Scheduling Conference of OPA PA 18-002, Corando Corporation versus the Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yukari Hichanova and Tirza Bagana. Will appellant, Corando Corporation, please identify themselves or any institutional representatives present for the record.
Morning, Leslie Travis on behalf of Corando Corporation. I'm present here today with Vanessa Williams, who's also counsel for Corando Corporation.
Thank you.
Will purchasing agency, the Department of Public Works, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yeah, present is Thomas Keeler on behalf of the Attorney General's Office, as well as Glenn Leonguero, who's Director of the Department of Public Works.
Thank you.
All right, so just for the record, this case was, I believe, scheduled for a formal hearing. Is it June? We could not proceed with the formal hearing because of the resignation of the prior public auditor. There simply was no public auditor to decide the matter. That's now taken care of with public auditor Cruz being sworn in office yesterday. I believe the parties have already filed their hearing briefs and their witness lists and so on and so forth. There are no pending motions, I don't believe, in this case.
That's correct.
All right. Nevertheless, with the incoming new public auditor in the new scheduling order, I'm going to allow the parties perhaps a short period of time to file any objections to public auditor Cruz overseeing this matter. And just like in the last case, we do have to disclose we don't know what model public auditor Cruz will follow. I know that public auditor Brooks essentially was deciding these cases herself unless she recused. Public auditor Cruz has that option. Public auditor Cruz can also designate a member of his staff to do that, or he could appoint a hearing officer to do that. So I just don't know which path public auditor Cruz will take at this time. That's the other thing that we're hammering out on our side. So the question today is, when could we have a formal hearing in this matter that I could develop a scheduling order around? I know that we're already having, we've already scheduled a formal hearing for another big case that both of these parties are in, October 15th. So is there a date after that, looking at the November, December timeframe, that we could have this hearing?
On behalf of Corando, we are actually, counsel for Corando is unavailable during the month of November due to a trial in front of Judge Berdalio in a 9-year-old case. We anticipate that's going to occupy the entire month of November. It begins on November 5th, and then defense case starts on November 19th. So we think that's going to take all month.
Is there a date the first week of December? What's the first Wednesday in December?
I don't bring a calendar.
The 2nd through the 8th, 5th is a Wednesday.
The 5th is a Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay. So would the parties be available on December, to start the hearing, December 5th of 2018 at 9 a.m.?
Would it be possible to start the following week? We anticipate that the trial is going to take up until the end of November, but I don't know if that means.
So December, I'm trying to avoid the holidays too.
Yeah, that's
the other thing. Because a lot of people, you know, well, this is Guam, so.
I'm leaving.
Yep, a lot of people, when the kids get out of school or it's during that Christmas break, they're gone. So, yes.
Yeah, the director is going to be off island from December 19th through January 7th.
Okay.
December 12th works perfectly fine, assuming we wrap this up in a week. And
that's only 4 days. So.
Well, frankly.
How about?
No, just understand, I'd be surprised. I believe plaintiff needs 3 days. The government's is going to take less than a day.
All right. How about if we started on the following Monday, December the, I believe that's December the 11th?
The 10th.
Excuse me, the 10th? Yeah. All right. So we will start the formal hearing in this matter, December the 10th at 9 a.m. We're still, I guess, working on a, I think I originally estimated a 5-day hearing period.
Okay. I think it was 5 days, and I think it's going to be less than that.
We hope so. All right, so we'll issue a scheduling order based around that December 10th hearing date. Are there any other issues I need to be aware of at this time?
None, but I would reflect for the record that DPW Deputy Director Andy Leonguero just appeared.
Okay.
But no issues.
And I believe this is a case where the appellants were planning on using off-island witnesses or electronic testimony?
Yes. We actually, I think, originally contemplated calling Rochelle Takara, and I believe that that was one of the things that we were discussing. The government said that they were unable to produce her voluntarily. Is that still correct?
Yeah, that's my understanding. And also, another consultant of DPW who had relocated to the States, John Moretto, has been unresponsive. So at this point, I believe there are two individuals that are going to be.
Is Ms. Takara still a consultant for DPW?
She's not.
She's not a consultant. She's a
federal representative.
Federal representative, Federal Highway Administration. Mm-hmm. So the all indications from her are she's not going to voluntarily appear.
Mm.
But that is.
Yet she played a role in this, is that correct?
Yes, that would be correct.
I just have to warn the government, the purchasing agency, that the appellants do have the right to ask that a negative inference be drawn if there is a extreme difficulty in having her testify. And I'd have to entertain such a motion if she does not.
I will relay that on.
Okay. So, in terms of the other witnesses that will be testifying electronically, Ms. Travis, Ms. Williams, just a reminder, what we have is it. You're going to have to bring in your own equipment to make that happen. I believe we have all the phone lines and the internet connections hooked up.
No internet.
There's no internet? Okay, so we don't have internet, but we do have a phone line, right? Okay, so those are the limitations, and these are our space limitations here. So please work with the OPA staff to arrange setting up any equipment prior to the hearing so there's not a delay. All right, are there any other issues?
None.
Nothing further from us.
Very well. So December the 12th, December 10th at 9 is the hearing. I'll issue a scheduling order. And we are off the record at 10:30. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.